USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden will compete for voters' attention tonight with dueling town halls. The president taking part in a town hall with NBC News, while Biden will field questions in a town hall on ABC. Both events begin at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. While campaigning in Iowa, President Trump says the former vice president must come clean over new reports that he was connected in his son's business dealings with a Ukrainian businessman.
We've just learned through explosive documents published by a very fine newspaper, the New York Post, that Joe Biden has been blatantly lying about his involvement in his son's corrupt business dealings. This is a big smoking gun.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balanced Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balanced Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
While campaigning in Michigan on Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence says there doesn't have to be a choice between supporting law enforcement and supporting people of color.
I mean, this president has done both for 3.5 years, and we're going to keep doing both for 4 more years.
The vice president also saying they have no plans to defund the police, and they want to ensure that every city in the United States has a law enforcement agency. Officials in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, say a ballot mapping error resulted in almost 29,000 incorrect ballots being sent out. The county's elections division said on Wednesday that Midwest Direct, the firm that was contracted to handle the printing and mailing of the ballots, confirmed the error. It noted the issues are being addressed and new correct ballots will be sent to the post office starting today. Most of the ballots are slated to be delivered to voters next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Joe Biden's campaign is pumping millions of dollars in advertising into the Texas airwaves, and the 538 polling average shows President Trump leading Biden by only 1.4 points. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke telling CNN Texas is in play.
Texas can happen. You see Joe Biden spending more money in this state than any Democratic nominee ever has, and he's not doing it out of charity. He's doing it because he knows he can win. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden, was in El Paso and Houston and Dallas yesterday.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
NOAA says September was the hottest on record. It was nearly half a degree Fahrenheit hotter than the next warmest September in 2015 and 2016. All 10 of the warmest Septembers have happened since 2005. 2020 is on its way to being the second hottest year on record after 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.